Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, this episode is the last of our special 12 episode series on the songs from Ozzy's Guitar from 2000 and Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later, 2020. It's the final song on both albums, a song called Lonely No More. We'll give a listen to Lonely No More from 2000's Ozzy's Guitar and take a look at the lyrics and talk a little bit about the origins of the song on the other side.
Out on the mesa, you don't have to face a thousand prying eyes. Up on the mountain, you don't have to count 100 cars pass you by. Just give me a place with only your face. I'll never be lonely no more. Well, down on the prairie, it ain't ever scary just to hear that lone coyote's call. His howl fills the open, the miles I was hoping to cover by early this fall. Just give me a mile in the light of your smile. I'll never be lonely no more. Well, no matter the season, I have trouble breathing that noisy big city air. There's always a riot, never a quiet, no matter how long you stay there. Just a small space of air with the scent of your hair. Even one country mile in the light of your smile. Just find me a place in your loving face, and I'll never be lonely no more. No, I'll never be lonely no more.
So Lonely No More was written probably around the time that this album came out, around 1999, just before the album. It was one of the songs I worked on in getting the album together, not one that I already had. And it was really primarily, I wanted it to be at the end of the album. It was kind of a going to bed at night cowboy song. Like Sweet Baby James. I mean, that's a lovely cowboy's lullaby sort of thing. This one's not a lullaby, more of a love song. But I had imagined it as a primarily a cowboy song, primarily something you'd play and sing around the campfire at the end of the day, and therefore it's a pretty simple song. It's the six-string nylon guitar and some harmonica and then some whistling, and of course the vocals. I don't believe Cheryl did any harmonies on this one. This one was all kind of a male chorale, I suppose, kind of sound for the harmonies. But we'll take a look at the lyrics and talk about the lyrics. They're pretty straightforward, and then give a listen to the very different 2020 version of this song, and talk about some of the changes. So, out on the mesa, you don't have to face 1,000 prying eyes. Up on the mountain, you don't have to count 100 cars pass you by. Just give me a place with only your face, and I'll never be lonely no more. So really, a song much like Wildflower Moon in our last episode was in tribute to the Black Hills. This one is in tribute to, I would say, the Great Plains, and spacious places, and the mountains and the mesas, and any place where you can go to get away from the crowd. To get away from the people. That's a good song for me because I'm first and foremost an introvert, and so I kind of thrive on those times when I can get off and have some space and some silence and some distance, and do some things like thinking, like writing, like songwriting, like just hiking, just being. And I need that for my sustenance. I think we all probably need that. Introverts probably more so than extroverts. But being around people is important. But being around people for introverts can really deplete us after a little while. And we need to retreat for a bit and have some quiet, silent, spacious time. But the other point of this song is that one other person, it is a love song. And so in another sense, this is not about being alone. It's about, in some ways being alone, but longing for that one other person, that's the one person that makes being alone not lonely, hence the title, Lonely No More. I know when I first wrote this, a couple of friends who were looking at all the songs, most people didn't have an issue with it. I should preface this by saying I spent a good portion of my career as an English teacher. So I don't have a problem understanding or recognizing grammatical problems And I recognize that this is a double negative. And by that, I mean, two negatives cancel each other out and make a positive. So I'll never be lonely no more, technically, because you've got never and no more in the same phrase, technically means I will be lonely. And that was something that one of my friends had difficulty getting over. People use double negatives constantly, all the time. The phrase seemed to need to be in this particular vernacular. So that's a fancy way of saying I said it the way it felt like it needed to be said, expecting the listener to understand what the meaning is. So, which is generally what we do as human beings with our language. It's a pretty malleable, flexible thing. We do all kinds of strange things with language and just kind of expect people to understand what we're saying. So we'll get on to the next verse. Down on the prairie, it ain't ever scary just to listen to a lone coyote's call. The howl fills the open, the miles I was hoping to cover by early this fall. Just give me a mile in the light of your smile. I'll never be lonely no more. As I said, it's a cowboy song. And so this really is kind of references that cowboy lifestyle, which of course I am not a cowboy. So this is a fiction. But I have been, on occasion, doing work out away from home, away from my wife, Cheryl. And so this taps into that feeling as well. That idea of being out, on the job, away from home, away from family for a stretch, long stretch of time, and longing for that person who's back at home while you're out. Last verse. No matter the season, I have trouble breathing the noisy, big city air. There's always a riot and never a quiet. No matter how long you stay there. Just a small space of air with the scent of your hair. Even one country mile in the light of your smile. Just find me a place in your loving face, and I'll never be lonely no more. And then the song ends, of course, with whistling off into the distance. So this last verse really, really directly talks about that difference between the urban setting and the rural setting. And I didn't grow up on a farm, but I've always grown up in small rural towns. I've always lived for the most part in small rural towns. The largest town I ever lived in was Lubbock, Texas, and I lived as far outside of town as I could. And for some reason, Lubbock, Texas, though it is a larger town, maybe technically a city now, still has a strong rural feel. Anyway, but this idea of the noise and the tension and that word riot, the rioting. When I use that in the writing of the song, I wasn't thinking about necessarily the kinds of riots that are happening right now. But we do have some rioting in our cities right now, and I think there is a tendency maybe for us in rural areas to either separate ourselves and kind of look condescendingly down on urban settings and our neighbors and our fellow Americans living in urban settings who are dealing with a very different set of situations and say, well, that's what you get for living in a city. Well, I wouldn't want this song to be misunderstood in that way. Yes, this song celebrates rural settings. It celebrates being out in space in lots of spaciousness, being out on your own or with very few. And there's a huge beauty in that, and this song is a celebration of that. There are also a lot of problems with that. It's easy for us in rural settings who only interact with others who are extremely like-minded to oversimplify issues that occur. When you have a real diverse population in an urban setting and people needing to interact and having to interact and having to get along and having to grow in neighborly ways with people who maybe come from a different language groups, come from different areas of the planet, who have very different backgrounds in belief systems and religious and faith issues, and it's very easy for people in a rural setting to look condescendingly on those in urban settings and say, well, if you see, we don't have any problems out here. We all get along. We're all, and if you stop and think about it, you know that's not true. You know we have plenty of problems in small towns. You know we have those. We have lots, and there's a lot of beauty and wonderful stuff in small towns. But there are problems in small towns too. There are problems in a rural setting. We're all human beings, and the one big difference is that in a rural setting, maybe you're not pushed into confronting differences as often as you would be in a large town or in a city, and I don't necessarily think that's a good thing. I think it's good for us to come face to face with others who are different from ourselves and to have to work those things out. Now, if we look around and look, not even all that hard, there are plenty of folks who are coming from a different perspective, even in a small rural area, even in a state like South Dakota. We have those differences. They're clear and they're present, and sometimes we ignore them. We have 9 reservations in our state. We have vast similarities, but also differences between the indigenous communities and the communities that are made up primarily of folks who are whose parents or grandparents or great grandparents were immigrants. And sometimes we don't address those because we keep our boundaries up. We stay in our places, which is not something as easily done in a city. So we need to make sure that we're looking to make connections, I think. Well, that's a lot of stuff that's not in this song, but it's a lot of stuff that this song calls up to me in looking at our current situation and looking at this song, 20 years later, where we're at in the country, where I'm at as a human being. I still celebrate rural wide open spaces. I celebrate. I live in Spearfish Canyon. I love the Black Hills. I love being off by myself in on a trail in the Black Hills. But I think finding that balance, especially for me, someone like me who's an introvert, finding that good balance between getting what I need for myself in some quiet, alone, by myself time versus placing myself in positions where I have to make connections with those who have perspectives that differ from my own. That's how we grow as human beings. That's how we grow as a community, by making those connections, by stretching, by learning how to respect difference and to value difference and to grow from difference. So that was 2000's very cowboy by the campfire version of Lonely No More. So we'll listen to the 2020 version of Lonely No More from Ozzy's guitar 20 years later. Has a very different feel, and so we'll talk a little bit about that on the other side.
Out on the mesa, you don't have to face a thousand crying eyes. Up on the mountain, you don't have to count 100 cars pass you by. Just give me a place with only your face. I'll never be lonely no more. Down on the prairie, it ain't ever scary just to hear that lone coyote's call. The house fills the open miles I was hoping to cover by early this. Just give me a mile in the light of your smile. I'll never be lonely no more. No
So this version, you know, the first one, I when I close my eyes, I picture the wide open spaces. I picture night having fallen. I picture a campfire, certainly, but I picture stars. I picture space, the open night sky spreading out above. And when I did the end of the first version, with the whistling off into the distance, it gives me that feel of being small in the midst of a huge universe, which is the feeling, I think, in a positive sense, of being out in those wide open spaces, away from the crowd, amidst all the stars and all the peaks and all the wide open plains and the mesas and the canyons, and being small, feeling small in the midst of that. So in this new version, from 2020's Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later, I started out with that feeling, and I wasn't going to do the whistling, but I wanted something similar. And so I played around a little bit with some things via the keyboard, and that's kind of what then set the song and the trajectory that it ended up being at the end. We have that that keyboard sound, a very distant, almost otherworldly sound, almost, I hate to say UFO-y, but, you know, kind of very much a synthesizer sound that's distant and far and spread out and makes me think of open space and stars stretching toward infinity. And that's kind of the basis that lays underneath the song. The song, you hear it clearly at the beginning and at the end. But then in the midst, you still have the guitar, but also some piano. And then the vocals, as with all the other songs on this album, on 20 Years Later, I wanted to leave lots of space for vocals, for vocal harmonies, particularly female vocal harmonies, which Cheryl, my wife, provided wonderfully. Just this closing song on the album she really, really knocked it out of the park with the soaring female vocals that happen in the middle, in the instrumental section after verse two, where there's this riot and raucous. I mean, we're kind of forecasting the word riot that comes up in the third verse. There's this riot and raucous noise and the beats and the electric guitar comes in. But what leads us into that are these soaring female harmonies, like a women's choir, and that leads us into that big noise, which makes me think about how the universe is a raucous symphony, even in the spaces and places where there are no people. If you look at some of the photographs from the Hubble telescope, and you look at some of the amazing things that are happening in galaxies, in systems that are far, far away, and in our own system, here in the Milky Way, the fireworks, and I'm admittedly, from our perspective, the slow motion fireworks, but that's all relative, you know. Just this huge celebration of, I don't know, life, creation, existence. And so that's what I was going for in the middle. One of the people that I had listened didn't particularly like the electric guitar coming in there in the middle. Thought that it was trying to represent the dissonance of the city or something like that. And I suppose you could see it that way. But I think there is quiet to be found everywhere, you know, in the middle of the loneliest prairie, there's quiet to be found, obviously, and there's quiet to be found in the midst of the largest crowd in a city. You got to work hard for it, but there's quiet to be found, and there's a raucous party to be found in the city and in the loneliest spot in the middle of the prairie. And I think that is maybe the message of this version of the song, that what you need, whether it's the quiet or whether it's the loud engagement, that can be found. That can be found if we're attentive, if we're focused. And so, I'm a little distracted. My dogs are barking in the other room. Sorry about that. I'm trying to find quiet. There must be some deer outside that they're barking at. But they're near the end. When we get the full, we go not quite, but almost a cappella with the strings. They're in the background. We worked on those harmonies, and they came together just beautifully. As a producer, as someone who is trying to hone skills in the studio, I felt really proud of the tail end of this song. I mean, the whole thing was a challenge because it was, as I've said before, a lot of sound to work together and to put together in a way that doesn't sound just muddy and cluttered. Because it's easy to sound muddy and cluttered when you've got that much going on. But then how it smooths out and clarifies and quiets down there near the end of the song again into the vocal harmonies and the strings. And then finally the light, high, whistling sort of synthesizer sound heading off into space, as it were, to close it out. And so there we have it. That is Lonely No More from 2020's Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later. And it's been really good to go through all 12 of these songs in order and talk about them. They're songs, as I said, and the whole reason I set out to do this project is I felt like this first album was an important one to me. The songs were important, and I wanted to revisit them, and I wanted to reopen them. I wanted to collaborate with my younger self, and reimagine them, and kind of do covers of these songs that I did as a younger man, and see what they might hold. And becoming more significant, or significant in new ways, to me now. And this is this last one, "Lonely No More," is a really, I think, good example. I think the original version was romanticizing rural isolation, the romantic notion of the cowboy out on the plains or out by himself, and that's still a part of the song. But I think it's much more complex than that. I think it's not as exclusive as that. It's not as narrow as that now. So you can find all my music, all my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com. Stream all the songs on Spotify or iHeartRadio or Apple Music or iTunes, anywhere that you stream. And this is not my last episode. This is just the last episode of that 12-part series. We'll be diving into some other music starting in our next episode. And then, as I've mentioned before, coming in January, we'll have a brand new album, Keys to My Head. And I will probably, in mid-January, begin a series of 12 episodes where we will talk about each of those songs. And I'm just super excited to share those with you, for you to hear them and to talk through them with you. So that's super exciting. I hope that all is well for you. I am, right now as I record this, 2 days out from our very important election. I hope you take, if you live in the United States, I hope you take that responsibility, that privilege, that right to vote very seriously, and you make sure that your vote is counted. This is an important election for us, and that's part of I think, the responsibility we get for being blessed enough to live in a country like the United States of America. And if you don't live here, I know you've got lots of rights and responsibilities as well, wherever you're from. And I know the entire world is watching watching our election, because it has implications all around the planet. So we live in a big place that sometimes feels very, very small. So may you have a wonderful, wonderful week. Be well.